Duran, welcome to Novi. John Bergen, we're working with you from the caption of a visual field, obviously located on the field. Going to start on your stage left. It's your left side of the field as you look up to the press box. Starting off on the front sideline, 35-yard line. Try to let you know where we're going to. Looks like I'm going to probably need to move down a little bit and get over to stage right. Yeah, nice mental initiation trumpets. I appreciate the gestures here. Make sure we're utilizing the full range that is allowed to us, the body. Make sure those hands and extensions are past the fingertips. The tilting of the head could be a little bit more communicated from member to member here. Good, strong posture at this point in that program. As now as we start to move, and as I sample through the baritone mid-voices, make sure we stand tall, that we don't lower our center of gravity. Stage left now with your clarinets. Nice job. Oops. Good job of sense of timing here. Good introduction, flutes. Thank you for the awareness of it. Little bit of a choppiness of the control watching the saxophone stage to left. So make sure that we have strong energy being distributed over the hips here. Moving backfield now with your bass drums, a little bit stronger alignment could be used as far as dress and cover. Little inconsistency as far as the overall foot placement from the bass drums at this point. Some timing issues to work on in the tenors and the snare drum. Yeah, good close though at completion of the visual. Getting inside now, watching the auxiliary, watch the orientation of the equipment work as it relates to the body and the form itself. If you're trying to keep it flat to the front sideline, you'll need to make sure that we're pulling back on the right shoulder a little bit. Yeah, good job of handling the toss. Appreciate the awareness of the wind. Now stage right with your trumpets. Inconsistency as far as the overall horn placement. Looking good, though, as I come through on the backside. Good adjustment as far as getting those horns to the box. Solid horns down, but what happens after that? Make sure that we control our upper body a little bit. Okay, not sure if this is non-meter here and pedestrian from the winds themselves. So make sure that that you continue to define that if it's a jazz run and it's in meter, that it's definitely clear. Maybe you could give some variance in the direction of the speed so it's clear downstairs here, the intent. Watching through the form now, the clarinets and flutes. Make sure we still have some clarity of what the form's supposed to be reading downstairs. I think that we're trying to march more from point A to point B than actually allowing that form to pull through. So make sure that it allows that form to flex and breathe. Not really clear on the readability within the saxophones and the clarinets, the intent of the form downstairs here. Good initiation of the backwards march, though. Yeah, appreciate the lower body. Make sure that you, from a basics, when you're in a basics block, that you're getting all the members to participate from that. And again, a little bit of inconsistency as far as the extension of that final pose and actually energy centering over the hip. Obviously, clearly non-meter, but technique, the transition to get to this moment, a little awkward for me to fully give credit to. Nice body efforts from the duet, from the auxiliary here. Here's another opportunity to explore variances in meters and range of motion, so it's not so predictable. It's just not running to from point A to point B, but we're exploring more of the field and the space that it allows us to. Right now, the expressive qualities that you're after are more mechanical, I guess, and that's okay. It's a little early in the season. Good, strong sense of focus from the members, I guess, as far as the counting that's going on. Watching the trio here. That needs a lot of strength here as far as handling the ladies and holding those poses. Variance in meter, double time here. Yeah, it's probably going to be a really strong moment for you. Certainly, it's got a lot of opportunity to give more range of expressive qualities. Right now, the form's kind of flexing downstairs here, which I would refer to more of as an accordion. And that the accordion shape, the form is opening, and that's just showing the inconsistency in step size here. Oh, you're going to have some opportunity to throw some body in that sequential ripple down, maybe. Really soften and make that moment a strong performer achievement moment there. Good sense of timing, though, as far as lower body as I look through. Watching the saxophones now on stage left. Auxiliary now, front sideline with the double flags. Nice job handling that. Real consistent, that's the, as far as the final pose, too, and energy. I see you, drumline back there, your feature. Yeah, good job handling it. Okay, as we go into these pedestrian moments, again, we're just marching from point A to point B, and I think that you've got a lot more range and more confidence. I think you have opportunity to challenge and enhance the members themselves. These smaller step size, we want to still make sure that we have a sense of a quiet body, so we got that energy. Nice initiation, though, clarinets and saxophones. Watch the dress points from left to right here, folks, as you build into these linear lines. Yeah, nice. Good energy level and participation from the auxiliary at this point. Just a little bit of a concern that maybe some of the projection isn't getting all the way up to the press box because they're performing to me, but my colleagues upstairs in the audience probably need to have that a little bit more. Yeah, good completion on it. Just make sure that once we arrive at this set, that we sustain the energy over our hips and have the upper body lock in. Good sense of recovery here. Not equally participated in the lock knee style here. From member to member, we're getting a little bit of I'll be honest with you. You know, a lot of fluctuation and interpretation of it. And at that point, we don't want to have the variance of the expressive qualities, I don't believe. So make sure that, again, as we back into these sets, we have the confidence that the space is going to be there here. A little bit of concern of orientation of equipment to form and body with the auxiliary yet again. Those are quick fixes, though. As you build into this company front, make a lot of opportunity for growth here. Boy, if we could get all of our performers, our seasoned performers, and have everyone rise to those same levels of the performance qualities, get a nice sense of unity of the technique. There is some recovery going on out there. Kudos to you. Opportunity for some more range of expressive qualities. Make sure that it's very clear on the intent of non-meter, meter. Again, the expressive qualities, it's early season, so I'm getting them, some of them, but I'm not getting all of those moments for you. You probably have a little bit more opportunity to grow there. Good sense of challenges and utilization of the form. Keep challenging your members. I think that they're ready. We want to make sure that we're going to give them enough to take them all the way through November, which I believe so right now that they're ready to make that next step. So best of luck to you guys. Take care.